we are live at Third Coast Podcast. And I am in Alexandria this afternoon on a Saturday, and I am joined with not one, but two AKA champions.
Yes, sir.
Darian Hayes.
Yep.
And returning on the mic, David the Boss Bosnick. How y'all fellas doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Had a nice, relaxed day today. So, real rejuvenated.
Yeah, you don't get too many of those.
Mm-mm.
That man stays busy.
I feel that. I just knocked out a 13. So, but business is business. You got to keep rolling.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can sit back and wait, but you got to do stuff when needs to be done. And I'm glad y'all made time for this to sit down for the show, and really appreciate that.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, this is my first podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Moving on up in the world.
Yeah.
But I'm dive right into it. Darian, how does it feel? Is this your first championship win?
Yep. Sure is.
How's that feel?
Oh, man, I guess when right after the fight, when they said I won, it didn't really settle until like after I left the cage and was going to the change, and just everyone was bombarding me, coming to me and wanting pictures and things like that. But sometimes I still look at it, I'm like, dang, did I really win this thing? Like, am I really the champ? But it's with me, so yeah.
You did it. Did you do a Sean O'Malley and pose with it in the nude?
No.
I hope not. I touched that belt.
Yeah, no. Actually, the only two pictures was taken. Three. It was one with my one of my best friends, one with my girl, and then my kids took a picture with it.
All right.
Yeah. And then I sent the picture to the owner of AKA, and she posted it on her Facebook, which was cool.
Oh, that's what's up. So in your fight, I noticed old dude was, you know, lanky a lot. Looked like he had a little bit more reach. And I seen that in the beginning, that's what he was trying to lean on. But when you got up in and took him to the ground, that's when, was that the, you had him in the full mount, right? Towards the end?
Yeah. So originally when I took him down, I was low on his legs, technically still in the mount, and then I just worked my way up, higher up to where his, like, hips and stomach area was, and then that's where it was for the whole fight. I mounted him and then just controlled him from there. So, but that was the game plan, though. From watching him, we knew he didn't have strong wrestling, and he wasn't as strong as I was. So, coach was definitely wanting me to bring it to the ground, but I wanted to strike. I wanted to stand up and see, you know, try to get in on him.
Yeah.
I knew I wouldn't probably be able to punch him at all. Simply, he was taller. He had much longer reach than I did. So the leg kicks were effective. So once I saw that he couldn't check the leg kicks, then I just started picking my shots, parrying his jab, and then landing my leg kick. He caught me with two straight twos that I didn't see.
Yeah.
One caught me like right here on the eyebrow, and the second one hit like on the bridge of my nose.
Yeah, and that was the tough kid right there. You know what I mean? We've been watching him fight in AKA for a good little minute now. You know what I mean? I've been a fan of his for a while. So yeah. when I knew they was going to be fighting and for a belt, I'm like, oh, yeah.
This
fight's going to be watched.
He's a real cool guy. Me and him talked before weigh-ins a little bit, and then we talked after the fight. And yeah. A real cool guy. Jordan Mays.
I had asked Ben this, but I got to ask y'all. You know, what you just said is so friendly, you know, before the fight, but that switch to be like, now it's over, you're the enemy, I got to dominate, I got to win. How's that, like, thought process go through your mind?
I don't know. Like, I don't really talk much. Like, when it weigh-ins, I don't really talk. During the fight, I don't really talk. Like, there was one time when me and Jordan were fighting, he was trying to talk to me. And I just, for some reason, I just ignored it. Like, I don't know. I just can't. So, I mean, when we get into the cage, I just see a person that's trying to fight me. and I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to fight back. And then after, and then it's, I'm back to me, the friendly, cool, want to speak to you kind of person. So.
Oh, all right.
Not me. I like to run my mouth. Even if I'm losing, I'm still going to run my mouth. Not nothing crazy, you know, like, yeah. You know, it's a good hit, you know what I mean? Let's go, you know what I mean? Just feeling the moment, you know what I mean? I'm feeling myself, you know what I mean? I'm jacked up on adrenaline, and I run my mouth. And I if I can start it at weigh-ins, I like it then, too, you know what I mean? Just go into the fight knowing that, I don't know, it's easier for me to hurt someone if I don't like them, so I try to find a reason not to like them.
And that puts, like, a good intimidation factor, too, in the person you're fighting, too, also, I would assume.
Yeah, it depends on them. You know what I mean? Some people, they don't like it when I talk to them. Some people don't mind. I mean, it just, I know what I like. And, you know, I like to talk smack. I like to look at them, and I like to see how they react. And if they don't say nothing, it's like, come on now. We're going to fight. You go ahead and run your mouth a little bit. It's okay.
Is there anything about y'all's last fight that was different from previous fights that you noticed, or something that you took away from that fight and brought back that you're going to use for future fights to better yourself?
I say for me, it's just now that I won, I feel like I do have a target on my back, so to say. So, but I mean, I've always stayed cool and calm during my fights. I've never been in a situation where I was hurt in a fight. Like, this is standing up wise. I've only been hit like twice in my actual fights. Like, if you go back and watch any of my fights, I've barely been hit. So I'm still waiting on for a fight where I get put in a sticky situation where I am hurt to see how I respond to it. But as far as this one, just staying calm, you know, just doing my game plan. Do what I drill in the gym.
All right.
Yeah, not so much for me. I know. The championship fight that I just fought, they capped me off at 3 rounds instead of 5.
Yeah.
And I feel like people fight differently, knowing that they only have to go 3 rounds instead of 5 with me.
Yeah.
So adjusting to the pace of 3 rounds, and because I'm used to 5, I don't know if they're going to give me my 5 rounds when I fight again for them or what, but I need to pay attention to the pace I'm setting.
Yeah. It was a, speaking on your title defense, that was a interesting ending to the fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you feel like you wanted to go further into the fight?
No, for sure. I thought, I still had plenty of fight left in me. I thought the way the fight ended, you know what I mean? I thought the referee stopped the fight. You know what I mean? I got hit a couple of times. And even with the illegal knee, I didn't even know it was illegal. I just thought he just hit me. You know what I mean? I didn't think nothing of it. And so when the referee stopped it, I thought I lost the fight. And I didn't know I was going to win by disqualification until they announced it. I didn't know. I thought I lost the fight the whole time. That's why I was so upset, because I knew I had more fight left in me. You know what I mean? Because he was setting a very fast pace that I knew he was going to burn out. You know what I mean? And when he burns out, that's when I was going to finish him. But, you know what I mean? It's the fight game. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you nail. But, yeah, we're definitely going to run it back soon. Hopefully, and I think I heard talks of June, we'll fight again. July has some bare knuckle, so we got some fights coming up.
All right. I did enjoy it. That was my first time ever going to see actual MMA fights live, yeah. And I had a blast.
Yeah.
And I've been encouraging everybody I talk to go out and check it out, because I didn't know what to expect going into the Paragon, but afterwards, it was great. And then running, I was on a slot machine. I was like, man, I'm about to leave with my buddy Crit. We're about to leave. And I seen you walking down the aisle with your belt with a whole crew of people. Yeah. And I was like, yep, I got to go ask. I got to go ask. I ran over there. And that's when I asked you to join the show. And I don't know. It was a great event, you know. And I enjoyed seeing y'all fight, too. Yeah. That was dope.
A lot of people don't realize how fun it is. Like, I had a coworker came and he brought his wife, and his wife didn't really like watching fights and stuff like that. now she's asked him, hey, when is Darian fighting again? I want to go again, you know. It definitely changes people's perspective on it.
Yeah, especially when they have someone to root for, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that was her first time at the fights, yeah. and she's seen you win a belt. Yeah. I bet you that was crazy.
Mm-hmm. And speaking on, I didn't, like, after, because for my fight, at the end of the second round, that's when he got stopped. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know I won. I thought he just broke us up because I was hitting him. I thought he just broke us up in the second round to go to the third. So I'm walking off. Like, I hear the crowd cheering. So I'm like, yeah, you know, get hype, you know. And I walk around. So Coach, I remember Coach telling me, come stand by him. And I kind of stand there and I go, and I look up and the ref's like doing this, shaking his head. And you can see I asked her, I said, that's it? That's it? And he was like, yeah. And then that's when I jumped on the cage. But for the first 20 seconds after the timer went off, I didn't know I won. I thought I was getting ready to go for a third round. But I found that also happened my last fight before that. You know, end of the second round, he didn't want to fight anymore. He didn't come out of the corner. So
I remember that because I was in his corner for that one, and I messed him up. He was trying to jump in the cage, and I grabbed him, messed him all up. I think I actually hit him, too. I went to grab him so hard, I hit him in the stomach.
Yeah, I remember because I was sitting down, and then I looked over, and I was like, that's it. So I sprung up, and I went to take off running, and then all of a sudden, poof, David hits me. I'm like,
yeah, I was so pumped. I get so into it. Like, when my people are fighting, it I can't control it. Like, my emotions are all over the place. I'm the worst. I'm getting better. I'm trying to get better because I plan on cornering more people. But when you see your brothers and sisters out there fighting, you want the best for them. And to see, because I've been in Darian's corner, win and lose, and for him to win the belt after everything he's been through, you know what I mean? He won't say any of it, but it's, I don't know. It inspires me because I've been there with them every step of the way.
Yes, sir, my brother.
And I seen recently you were in the corner of Jesse Roberts.
Yeah.
And he won, right?
Yeah, he did. He did good.
You were coaching him in that fight?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I was asking Coach Alan Gregg for tips and stuff because I didn't, you know what I mean? I don't want to steer Jesse wrong, but he did good. He did real good.
That's what's up. So going forward with y'all's next like fights or training, David, I know you had told me that you're going to fight bare knuckle boxing again.
Yeah, or yeah, you know I'm an old dog. It's whatever they offer me first.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'll take fights back to back. You know, weekend after weekend if they let me, but. Bare knuckles fun to me. It excites me.
And
those are fun fights.
Yeah, you fought last time in New Orleans, right?
Yep.
I just got back from a trip from New Orleans. I encourage everybody. New Orleans is not only just a place where you can get drunk. You can bring your family and children and have a fun time too. But I don't know, David. Bare knuckle. I've watched some of them fights. I watched your fight, then I watched some more. I'm like, that's intense. Some people get knocked out, like.
But that's like the way you want to lose, though. Like I don't want someone to hold me down on the ground and I lose on points or anything like that. If I lose, I want to lose. Like, I want to be knocked out. I want to go out on my shield. You know what I mean? I can take pride in losing like that. But as long as it's not a boring loss, you know what I mean? I want to fight. I want to scrap. I want to hurt them. I want them to hurt me.
I'm gonna jump back to your recent fight because a thought just came in my head. When I was watching it, like, full speed, it is hard to catch everything that's going on in the fight. Like, it ain't until you, like, step back and watch it, and then you can, like, slow down and break down, like, each individual area in which you're fighting. And, like, your first round, I was like, man, Dave and him going at it right now. It seems pretty, you know, pretty close. But when I went back and looked at the film or whatever and watched it, man, you landed some shots on him.
And it's something that I'm not used to from being in the corner is hearing the shots land. Like when you're that close and you hear some the thud, the smack of something, like, oh, painful.
Yeah, that's one of those things that really was a cool element to the fight here, and like people getting, I don't know, that sound, but it was cool.
And that's what I went with the big game plan of what Darian striking was those calf kicks. And a lot of people hasn't been kicked in the calf yet, but it's the worst pain that you have ever felt in your life. It changes your whole opinion on life. And then if you can hear a leg kick, a calf kick, and I knew it only takes like four or five of them, if that much.
And Jordan, he's tough because
he's tough as nails. Man,
I'm telling you, I was throwing those kicks. Like if you go back and watch his whole body was turning from the kicks. There was one body kick that landed. It was really, really loud, and I'm surprised that because it landed like my shin hit his liver, and he just kept fighting. I was like, God, this dude's tough.
Those are bone breakers.
And so you just hit with your shin. You're trying to hit him with just your shin.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of times your foot does land, but if your foot lands, that means you're out of range. Kick with your foot, you know, you risk the chance of breaking. Like your foot is more fragile than your shins. So when you're kicking, ideally is to land with your shin. So, but
is that jiu-jitsu that teaches that?
Kickboxing.
No, jiu-jitsu is like the grappling, the submissions and things that. Yeah, yeah. So the kickboxing, you know, that's where you learn your ranges for your kicks and things like that.
So what would you prefer to do, like when you're fighting, you like to open up with your kicks, or you were more of a striker?
I like to say I'm pretty all around, you know. I like to strike, but I feel very strong when I can hold someone down and ground and pound. So like a lot of my only loss, I lost to a wrestler that just held me down. He didn't really, you know, hit me or anything like that. When I take you to the ground, I'm looking to hit you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't look to hold and gain points. I want to get points by putting my knuckles to your face, you know. But, I mean,
that's the way it should be. You know, it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fight. I can enjoy ground fighting if it's that way.
Yeah.
When you take someone down, like, I'm about to finish you. Like, yeah, I can watch this. But if you hold someone down, I just fast forward through it most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Darian's fights, when he gets them down, you know someone's about to be hurt.
Yeah, I like to hit. I mean, I feel like I'm very strong on the ground and pound. But I mean, anywhere in the fight, I feel comfortable enough where I can hold my own, you know.
So your professional record is 3-1, right?
Well, I'm still an amateur, so my amateur record is 3-1. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm still learning how to like tapology and looking. Yeah. I was looking up y'all's names and stats and. It's interesting. I didn't know there were so many people that fought in the state of Louisiana. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was such a big industry.
Yep, I actually got bumped down and ranked just a few days ago. I was at 4, now I'm at 5. In Louisiana, I'm 5th out of 40 fighters. And then 40th out of 359, including like Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, like the whole east side or west side, I guess, depending on how you're looking at it, but pretty much everyone to the right of us in those little states, I'm 35th or 40th, somewhere in that range out of 359.
And you're fight in flyweight, right?
The 125s, yeah.
Golly, do you stay at 125 or do you cut down to 125?
No, I'm right.
Look at the dudes.
I'm
shoulders right now.
Right now, I just weighed myself this morning. I'm 155 right now.
Damn.
Yeah. But, I mean, once I find out I have a fight, then I start dieting. And I try to get to, like, 135 just off of dieting and training and stuff like that. But
so what's that consist of? Meat, rice, and water? Or no carbs?
Yeah, you can still eat carbs until, you know, you're about to start cutting weight. Then you want to cut carbs. But my routine is mainly fish, chicken, asparagus, pretty much anything green, you know, and a lot of water. Because, you know, we're coming in here, especially during fight camp, so we're working hard, so you want to stay hydrated. And then consuming a lot of water helps you when you have to cut weight in the sauna or however you cut weight, you know?
Yeah. Are you a sauna person?
Yeah, yeah.
David, you a sauna? You got a personal sauna too?
Yeah, I do, but I don't mess with it too much.
See, I don't mind it.
Bad memories come from saunas.
I don't mind it. Like, it's funny because I had, for this fight, I felt like I was dying more in the sauna that left my head out versus me being in there submerged head to toe in it.
So yeah, everyone's different.
Yeah, so like I was cutting at home in the sauna that lets my head stay out. I was like, oh man, I can't do this. So I ended up coming to the gym and getting weight in the sauna in the back.
I've been hearing good things about the bathtub, cranking the heat up in there, one of those hotels, and because you know they don't run out of hot water, so you can just keep it hot. Yeah. So Jesse cut off his weight in the bathtub. He did two sessions. I think a hour session and then like a 40-minute session. And he cut a lot of weight.
Yeah, I usually break mine down within 2 days. Like, I'll get half of it done. Like, excuse me, if we're fighting, if we have to weigh in on Friday, I'll start Wednesday. I'll do half of it Wednesday, then do the other half Thursday, and then just coast throughout until we have to weigh in.
But after y'all weigh in, you can eat, right?
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about your weight no more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you still have to eat clean and stuff, yeah. Just because you're about to go to war the next day, so you can't just go crazy on the debit cakes. But I think every fighter has made that mistake a couple times.
I know my very first weight cut to 125. The first thing I ate was some cereal. Some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cereal? That's what you was craving? That's what you...
Yeah, some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I think I did... What'd I do? I'm trying to remember what I used to do. I don't remember. It's been so long. I have so many fights, I don't even remember much anymore. It's all just a blur now. But I know I did some damage to myself, giving yourself the bubble guts. And, you know, you did something wrong.
So you didn't cut no weight before this last fight?
Yeah, I ended up dieting all the way down to the weight this time. I kind of, I don't know, I haven't done that in a long time, and I try to leave some room to cut a little bit of weight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess I just dialed in the diet way too much, and I ended up waking up on weight and didn't have to cut anything, and I was like, it's hard to tell because when you water low, you start about 10 days out drinking 2 gallons a day for 10 days. And my weight, I kind of don't know what my weight is because I'm so full of water. And then the last process is, you know, I mean, you cut off your water. Next thing I know, you know, I mean, I'm on weight. I'm like, all right.
You drink 2 gallons of water every day for 10 days. Then before you go to cut weight, you just don't drink no water at all.
Yeah, usually about the last 24 hours, I'll cut all water. I might sip on water here and there, but for the most part, it's done.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that part sucks.
Mm-hmm. I bet it does.
Now, honestly, making weight—that's the fight. You know, after you make weight, then you go and fight. That's the fun part. But
for sure,
making the weight—that's, in my opinion, I'm sure other fighters will agree—that's the hardest part.
Oh, I'm so grumpy up here in the gym. So grumpy. Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Like, we got to roll. Don't touch me, bro.
Yeah, but we're training, so.
Yeah, we got to.
It's funny because you could tell when fight camp is, because normally, like a lot of the fighters and stuff, we're all like laughing, joking with each other. But when we're going to cut weight, everyone's silent.
Yeah.
Everyone's like a zombie walking around here.
Well, it was 3 of y'all that fought this last, or was it?
Well, 4, huh? 4. It was me, you, Ben, Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jamal's a beast.
Yeah, that was us. He came out of nowhere with that. Mm-hmm. He's so nice in the gym.
Yeah, he's so light, honestly, and he's strong. He's a big guy.
The dude that goes, the beast? Is it the beast? He was wearing the white shorts?
Yeah, the guy doesn't tap shorts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wrecked that dude. Mm-hmm. He ate him up.
It surprised me because I was like, you know, he's strong, but he doesn't hit us. You know, we take care of each other in here. But yeah, I wouldn't expect him to put Blaze of Glory on that guy.
Oh, yeah. He tore him up in the first round, yeah, too.
30 seconds, I think, huh? Or the first
something 30? Like that. I've been trying to get Jamal to hit me for a while now. And until I seen this fight, I'm like, John, don't ever listen to me. Don't ever hit me like that. That was crazy.
And Jamal is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He's a super humble guy.
Ben was he referred to like fighters being the nicest people you'll ever meet. And every time I meet y'all, you know, meet someone new like you, Darian, it's the same thing. Everybody's real open and friendly, and you know, it's crazy. You go from like that mentality to I'm gonna take your head off, you know, and it's like. It still blows my mind. Yeah, I know I repeat, but it blows my mind.
It's easy to be nice when you know how mean you can be. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So the nicer someone is, the more scared of them you should be.
Feel that. Controlling the inner beast.
Yeah.
So when y'all go into fight camp, all y'all do, y'all say, let me backtrack. When y'all go into fight camp, do y'all help each other with opponents? Like watch other... other opponents film and be like, man, hey, Darian, this dude, he likes to go for the high kicks, you know? Or like, hey, David, this dude likes to throw the jab or something after a hook or something.
No, we definitely, I know with us, like, we'll watch a couple of our opponents fight, and then everyone has, you know, we all have different eyes. We have different perspectives. So David might catch something my opponent does that I don't, and then I might see something. And then we just all come together and make a game plan. So
that's cool that y'all, it's like a big family in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Jesse, and it's humbleness too that comes with it. It's like Jesse, it was all about everybody else. Ben. It was all, you know, about all y'all. It wasn't about him. And that's the same way y'all come at it too.
Yeah.
It's about everybody else, not me.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you win when your guys win, you know? Yeah. Because we're all putting in the work to make each other better so we can win.
Yeah.
So whenever our guys win, it just shows that, you know, we helped, you know, we helped him get to that spot. Like, if you go back and watch all my interviews, the first thing I'm saying is my team, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't be in the shape, and I wouldn't have the tools that I have for fights if it wouldn't be for my guys at the gym.
Yeah, because Darian, you know, he has a work schedule that's hard to match. You know what I mean? So we'll come in at sometimes 5 a.m, late at night, whenever he can, just to squeeze in whatever workout he can. You know, because life still moves on outside. You know what I mean? You can't just dedicate, drop everything in your life to dedicate to fighting. You know what I mean? It'd be nice, but not everyone has it like that. You know what I mean? So you do the best with what you got, and that's why it's. I admire Darian pushing through and winning the belt the way he did, you know what I mean? Because it wasn't easy for him.
Can I ask what you do for a living?
Oh, yeah. I'm a police officer.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So 12-hour shifts.
Imagine doing that on no calories.
Yeah, that's tough there.
And then I can actually say this last fight, like I was cutting calories. My supervisor, he let me sit at the desk for majority of my shifts into the fight, so I didn't have to be on the road and have to potentially fight somebody and – things like that.
So you're an Alexandria cop?
No, I'm Pineville. Oh, no, yeah. Close. They're close in hand, but Pineville's not as bad as Alexandria. So
yeah. I was about to say that's a tough task being a cop around here for sure. Mm-hmm. Here recently, anyways. That's
yeah. But I say it was about a month out from the fight. We went to a call and this guy was going crazy. So we ended up having to go hands on, and we were falling on concrete, and I was like, man, I do not want this guy's face to hit the concrete. So I put my hand in front of his, and all his body weight went on top of my hand. We drug against the concrete, and all the top of my the palm of my hand was scraped. I'm like, oh, this better heal before the fight.
Yeah, and you have a fight coming up.
Yeah. So after that happened, my sergeant was like, you're sitting at the desk, buddy.
Probably a good call.
That's good that he cares about your stuff outside of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I know about tussling people. I used to be a correctional officer. I used to be a lieutenant in max security in cell block. So tussling with crazy people. So I give you props for that. I would never want to be a cop after being a correctional officer for a while. Oh, this is a good time. Check out Third Coast Podcast on all major streaming platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Check us out now, streaming on Pandora and XM Radio, to add what all the other streaming platforms you already know and love to listen to us on. But we are live in Alexandria, and man, it is so. I'm just gonna say again, thank you, and this is awesome. Sitting down with fucking champions.
No, thank you, man, for wanting us to be on your platform, on your show.
Oh, it's no problem. I mean, we are the voice of the South. I'm trying to get there anyway. And everybody deserves to have something they can come and tell their story. And we hope we facilitate that for everybody. And everybody listening, if you got a story, hit us up. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching Ben Price on here the last time.
Yeah. Yeah, now we in 4K video, upgraded since that the first time me, you, and Crit did the podcast in the room over there. What was that, like 2 years ago now?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Seems like eternity since then.
Yeah.
How much things have changed and progressed, and yeah.
Your beard still looks good.
Yeah, I'm about to cut it, though.
What?
It's getting hot outside. I work in a plywood mill, and it gets hot in the summertime.
I don't think I'm going to recognize you without your beard.
Yeah, I've been growing it now for over a year now. It's getting to the point where I don't even like eating in front of people no more, because, like, you wouldn't imagine how many crumbs fall off of stuff. And then, like, my lady's like, you got something right there. I was like, I'm just not going to eat in front of nobody no more until I cut this thing, because it extends so far down. It's like 6-7 inches long. Only time I can say that. That's beside the point. So, can y'all tell me a little bit about y'all's gym that y'all train in?
Well, you see it. Now,
How long has it been up and going? I would say a little over a decade now. You know, we have classes Monday through Thursday. You know, we have the jiu-jitsu, the boxing. You know, I teach on Tuesdays and Thursdays and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You know, we got the weights, but it's primarily a fight gym. You know what I mean? We have the weights and stuff, but a lot of people come here for the classes, the jiu-jitsu from Jesse Roberts, Alan Gray, and myself. And we have a good group of people coming through, and I like having young people here too. You know, the kids, they always seem to adjust well. You think they would be nervous because, you know, it's a fight gym, but they get in there. They are not scared to hit me at all. You think, because I look the way I look. No. They eat me up like a cupcake.
Hey, kids, they're rocky.
Yeah. They show no mercy.
I remember one time I was helping David, you know, but train some kids. And it was a girl. I said she's my maybe 10. And so we were in here, and I was moving around. I was trying to make her chase me, you know, give her a little bit of cardio.
Yeah.
And my back hit the cage, and as soon as I hit the cage, she came with a mean right hook, and my head turned in there. I said, "Oh,
yeah,
I ain't gonna let her hit me no more."
Yeah, I wear headgear and mouthpiece every time because they surprise me.
I learned that day.
Yeah.
And you can, like, if someone, like one of the listeners, want to, like, hit the gym up and want to start this training, they just call the gym number, or y'all have, like, a website? Or
yeah, all that, the number, the website, me, Darian, anyone that you know. I know someone knows someone from this gym. Mm-hmm. Just hit any of us up. But yeah, if you don't feel comfortable, you know, they have a website and a number to call and all that stuff.
I had a buddy who actually just hit me up 2 days ago, and he was one getting to MMA for to get in shape, and he was asking me everything, and I said, yeah, man, just, you know, walk in, say, hey, you want to try out class, and our desk people will take care of you.
I met him last night. Yeah. I didn't know he was your people. I'm like, Darian didn't even tell me he was coming up here. If I would have known, I would have made it a point to you know, introduce him to everyone.
Yeah,
but Alan took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got one for y'all. So, after meeting Ben and looking at everybody's physique, do y'all do, like, the Spartan 300 thing? Because y'all all look like y'all in phenomenal shape. I'm not, because, you know, comparatively speaking to some of the other fighters I saw, every one of y'all, phenomenal shape. You know what I'm saying? Is that, like, a process y'all all work together with to achieve?
Alan Gray fat shames us.
I don't know, naturally, you know, the amount of work that we put in here, you know, your body's naturally going to transform and change and look in shape.
Yeah.
But a lot of our fighters are the more muscular toned guys. So I guess naturally we look like this, but training wise, it makes us look better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your body will adjust to your lifestyle. If we come in here every day and try to kill each other, you know what I mean? You get in good shape real quick, trying to survive.
Yeah, trying not to get hit so much, I would assume. Yeah. But is that like a good thing, though? Because don't you need to be hit sometimes? The help, like, say, if you drop your guard too much when you go to throw a punch, right? And then you get hit inside, you know, practicing with y'all's team. Is that an element that helps you, like, possibly defend yourself better from certain attacks that you might be weak against that you didn't realize?
Me personally, I'm not a fan of hard sparring because I can hold myself accountable. Like my hands is down, which is because that's the way I like to fight. And if I get head kicked, a lot of times my sparring partner will pull the head kick. But I, you know, man, I'm still going to respect. It's not like I'm going to grab his leg and kick him out from underneath his. I'm going to be like, yeah, that would have landed. That would have knocked me out. I need to make adjustments to make sure that don't happen again. But at the same time, you know what I mean? It is a fight and you are going to get hit. But I don't have too many brain cells left to be hitting hard. Like no one's going to be beating on me. Especially because you don't know how many, like you'll do so many rounds and you're pushing as hard as you can, trying to push your cardio. You don't need someone pin you down that's bigger than you, especially Darren, because Darren's one of the smaller people in the gym. You don't need somebody 150 pounds bigger than you. Just, you know what I mean? Give him some work. I mean, throw some punches, let him work, get up, and keep going.
I'm glad to say I am one of the smaller guys, like one of the smaller fighters here, because everyone that I spar and train against has 20 plus pounds on me, you know, before we started cutting weight. So it actually helps me when I'm fighting someone in my weight class, because I'm already used to putting the strength and the cardio in versus someone that's heavier than I am. Right. So when I do fight someone my size, my strength shows, you know.
It's wild, though. It's wild to see, I don't know, just the whole process and trying to, like, take it all in, and then see me seeing it like a backwards track now. Because I seen all of it happen, all the fights happen. Mm-hmm. Now I'm trying to pick apart and figure out how you did this. What's up with that? Are you angry after the fight? Are you happy? You know, and it's the whole process is a really cool thing that y'all do. And I'm proud to say that I get to interview y'all. That's dope.
Yeah, this is dope. Like I said, this is my first podcast, you know.
Do you have any other podcasts that you listen to?
Honestly, with my schedule, when I do find time, though, I listen to a lot of Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the podcast has been going for a good while now. Been over four years, so going strong, getting better and growing every day. So I know David, after David wins, his celebratory thing is it still ice cream? Like, ice cream is your still go-to?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know too much that can beat ice cream.
So, Darren, do you have, like, something that you do, like, a treat to yourself after a fight?
It's two things. I've done it my last three fights. Wherever the fight venue is, they usually have some type of restaurant there. So I'm a sucker for a good burger or some fried fish. That's my go-to. So, but this last fight, I tore up some Subway. Yeah, I had like after the the fight was Saturday. So yeah. From Saturday to about Monday, I had like maybe three subs or something like that. Like, I was just...
You ever go in there and order so much? It's for you, but you tell the lady that it's for people back home. It's all for you, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have no shame again. I tell them I'm about to eat all of this. I have no shame in mind. And people always like, I do eat a lot. Like, I eat a lot, and they're like, where does it go? I don't know.
You got to fuel the machine.
Yeah. I thank God I have a high metabolism.
It's the way I eat.
So do you have a fight scheduled coming up, or you're waiting for someone to try to take the title from you?
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure from now on all my fights are be for the belt. You said June?
Or, yeah.
I'm probably going to shoot for there for the next AKA one. That's going to be in June.
That's only a couple months away.
Yeah. I'm actually about to start back. I haven't been in the gym since the fight, but this Monday will be my first day getting back in and start training. Got a new schedule, so we'll see how I can work that out.
David said he'll fight anytime, David. But for you, are you like, that's what, 3 months away?
Yeah.
Is that a short time span, or is that like plenty of time?
I don't know. For me, it's been, since all my fights has always been like a year apart. Like my first fight to my second fight was a year. From my second to my third was like a year and a half. I just get really busy. I mean, I have two babies, you know.
Yeah.
So with work and that, it's really hard getting in here. But now that I'm having a better schedule with work and stuff, I'll be able to train more. So I'm going to try to start fighting as quickly as my body heals. Like my last my legs and feet are just starting to get better from my last fight, from throwing those kicks and stuff. So typically, once your body heals,
yeah,
you know. I know David, he was training with that next class after the fight, that Monday, and he had still had stitches in his face. I'm like, man, that man's a dog. He better than me.
Yeah, I mean, when we last talked to David, we did a phone in, and David was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure my jaw got broken the first round. I was like, how many rounds was there? Was it five?
Yeah, it was five rounds.
That's wild.
He ended up breaking it like in the first 15 seconds. He broke it in two spots.
I remember that too. I was watching that fight, and David, you know, David, he likes to be light on his feet. He bounces around. As soon as that exchange happened with that first 15 seconds, I'm looking, I'm like, David's moving different. Something has to be wrong, because he wasn't moving how he normally does. And then after the fight, he texted me. He was like, yep, my jaw's broken. I was like, that explains.
And I knew it was broken in the fight, but I didn't want to tell my corner that it was broken, because they would have stopped it. You know what I mean? They're going to look out for my safety. So I have to keep that information to myself until after the fight.
Then his beard was thicker, so you couldn't see the swelling. So that helped him out too.
Yeah, now I got some plates in it now. So I've been wanting to go through a metal detector to see if I can make it go off.
That bare knuckle box. Oh man.
Yeah, that stuff's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. That is wild.
Yeah, you're guaranteed to be messed up even if you won.
Yeah. Your hands. Yeah, I'm gonna say if it's not your face, it's your hands.
Yeah.
You were talking about like your leg kicks and stuff like that. I got a question: is the rice thing a real thing? Like you punch like. I've seen like old school like kung fu movies where they like punch like buildings or poles and then put their hands in rice. Is that a real thing?
You talking about hardening your shins? Yeah.
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 Like we'll definitely shin condition. What I got this from Coach. Take like a, if you can't find a older style broom, like a wooden broom, and you rake your legs.
Yeah. And it kills all the just as bad.
Yeah.
Whatever you think, that's exactly how it feels.
I got skinny legs. My pants are deceiving. I got chicken legs.
It hurts. And all it does is it kills the nerve endings in your shin. So when you do kick, it doesn't hurt you as bad.
Dang.
Nah, that it definitely sucks.
So how often do you do that?
I don't do it no more.
Oh. Well, that's a one and done process?
I'm a baby. It hurts. So I'd rather just take the pain after the fight.
Oh, okay.
Then go through it before, but I don't know, that it just sucks. And I have hairy legs too, so when you rake and it's pulling the leg hairs and all that, I'm like, ah.
David, you do that?
Oh well, I've done it enough to where they're so dead, to where I can pretty much blast anything without too much repercussion of how much pain I'm about to feel.
Yeah, but I mean, during the fight, you don't really feel it.
No, with your adrenaline.
Yeah, you don't really like. I remember. What was it, my first fight? Everything is all good. I get to the back. I do like this. Oh, my rib or something. Like I pulled a rib or something. After I sat down and calmed down and I took that deep breath, it just started hurting. I'm like, oh God. But during the fight, you don't like those two punches I took, those straight twos, like they landed hard. Like my head went back and everything. It didn't hurt at all. I didn't even, like, he cut me right on one side of my nose. And I didn't even know until after. But like it doesn't hurt during, it's after, you know, after you calm down and all that stuff.
Yeah.
When you're talking to your people in the back and it hits you.
Yeah, you sit down on the couch too long, you go to get up and your knee buckles and go into the wall.
Just fall.
Yeah.
So with the, like, say your insurance, right? You work for the police force, so, and they know you do this, right? So is that a thing? Like, because you're fighting and you possibly get injured, right? But you have, like, work insurance that covers that, right?
Yeah. Typically, I mean, I haven't needed it, but the AKA, like, if you cut, their doctors will sew you up right then and there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they have their own doctors?
Yeah, they'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's something, like, major.
Like, yeah, if you break a leg or something. I remember that AKA bout when the dude threw a leg. It was like a jumping kick. It was a weird kick he threw, and it snapped the shin right in half. It sounded like two baseball bats hit.
See, I've seen that's a real common injury, is breaking your leg in some spots, because I've seen that quite a few times since I became an MMA fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to know what you're doing before you just throwing kicks like that, you know? Especially with no shin guards, because people are used to having padding on their leg, and then so they just throw kicks. But it's different when you take that padding off. There's no protection. And see, it's easy to do. A lot easier than what people think.
It's all about placement too. Like,
yep, understand your range.
Me personally, I don't know. I'll never throw an inside leg kick, because that same shin here. On shin, it just scares me. I'll tear the outside of your legs up any day of the week. But you ain't gonna really catch me throw too many of those insides.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're talking about like kicking on the inside of their stance.
Yeah. So like if they're like this. You know, I like to kick the outside of the leg versus kicking the inside, because, you know, their shin's right there. Mm-hmm. The knee's easier to access right there.
Yeah, you have a smaller target. You better hit it right, because the knee's facing in. So if you're throwing from the outside coming in, you have to land right there on that muscle, because the knee, you're going to hurt yourself. The shin, you're going to hurt yourself. Now, you can go all the way down to the ankle, and I like kicking the ankle down there.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, that's question two. Do you go for head kicks too, also?
I'm short, so pretty much every, besides one person, everyone I fought was like 5'10 and up, or like 5'9 and up. So I don't really have a chance to throw head kicks, and then I'm not that flexible neither, so I can't get my leg up that high.
Yeah, I'm getting old. But I do want to do this kick one time, is where you put your hand, like you do a handstand, and you throw a kick like you do in the movies. I've been wanting to do it, but I don't want to do it too early, and if I have to save it for like the last 10 seconds. So I don't want to throw it and end up on bottom for like the whole round. But I got some stuff I still want to try before it's all said and done.
With that being said, how many fights have you fought now, David?
I think I'm at 53 fights.
And that's been a span over how many years?
Since I was 17.
And that's all, like, that's not including boxing, huh? Or
yeah, boxing, kickboxing, amateur, pro. I can never remember whatever my record is for anything, because I have a record in boxing, kickboxing, bare knuckle. It's all different, and I can't keep up with it all, so I just keep up with the total amount of fights I have.
That's a lot of fights.
Yeah, I've been getting punched for a good little minute now.
So, David, have you ever been in a fight with somebody and they and they did something besides, not your last fight, the knee kick, but I seen recently a dude got bit on the bicep by another guy.
Crazy.
And he got disqualified. Has someone ever done something crazy like that to you when you were in the ring?
No. Not that I can think of.
If you bite me that hard like that guy,
I'm biting you back. You ain't biting me.
This is going to be a street fight now. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all have any advice for anybody that's trying to get into MMA and explore that realm of life?
I mean, I can say If you're thinking about doing it, do it. Try it. Go for it. You know, maybe it seemed like a scare. I remember my first time walking in here. I was like, oh, man, I'm about to walk back out. You know, go for it. It'll change your life. You know, it's nothing like it. It's really nothing like it. But my advice is just stay dedicated. You know, yeah. Come in and work.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
Just come in, put the work in, and see how far it can go, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And why not?
Yeah.
You know?
So, moving forward with everything y'all have going on, what is y'all's expectations like there, and where do you expect to go with your fighting?
Dream-wise, you know, every fighter wants to make it to the UFC, you know. But, you know, I don't expect me to get to the UFC, but, you know, that is a goal. That is the goal, to be fighting at the highest level, you know. But as of now, man, I'm just going to stay working, stay humble, you know, and just take every opportunity I get, gain that experience, gain that knowledge, just to become a better all-around fighter, you know. But I definitely, I guess the goal is just to keep fighting at this right now, you know. So I eventually want to try to make this like my full-time thing where I can just focus on fighting. But that's the goal.
Yeah, and I guess for myself, I don't think I really have too many expectations from fighting. I mean, I'm, you know, life is hard. And fighting makes me happy, and that's all I really want to be is happy at the end of the day. And if fighting is something that I enjoy, I'm gonna fight as long as I can. I was talking about that with someone today. I'm gonna fight until the wheels fall off. You know what I mean? I love it. I like the way it makes me feel. I like the fear it puts in me. You know what I mean? It's taught me a lot through the years. Yeah, so I don't have no expectations. I just love to fight, and that's all. The only reason I do it is because I love it.
Much respect for that. Kind of how I feel about doing the show. I love doing it.
Yeah.
I love meeting people, and I love talking shit, too, sometimes. Yeah, we've been nice and pretty straightforward. Usually we go all around the place, conspiracy theories, Antarctica, lizard people, whatever your take, but this is the first time I've ever been in an octagon before.
Yeah.
This thing's seen some things, so been through the ringer.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to get some rounds in now. You can't just come in here and...
me and David jump you real quick.
Oh, I think I'd be that'd be a lopsided battle.
You want to see what we go through? Punch.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to hold y'all up anymore. We got to wrap it up. We're getting close to the time gap. But I want to thank y'all for y'all's time, for
thank
being
you.
A part of the show.
Thank you, man.
And at the end of every show, we do Words of Wisdom. And it can be about anything you want it to be. And I can go first, or y'all can go. But my words of wisdom for y'all listeners out there is to keep grinding. Every day, wake up, grind harder.
Mm-hmm. Just to piggy off that, you know, stay consistent. You know, if you have a plan, wake up, try to execute that plan every day of the week.
I don't want to go too deep, but it's okay to ask for help. You know what I mean? I don't particularly. I'm learning to let people in. You know what I mean? And it's my life is getting easier. And I'm happier by more. I was thinking the more people I've let in, the worse things would get. But I'm letting people in, and I'm liking the way things are turning out. You know what I mean? You just have to step baby steps for me, but I'm getting there.
All right. Well, I want to thank y'all for joining the show again. And listeners out there, make sure you check us out on all streaming platforms. Give us a like, a follow. And for Third Coast Podcast, I'm Joe. What it do, Gators? And Thank y'all so much again, and we are out.
Dude. Cool.